This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The United States has retaliated for a series of attacks by Iranian-backed militia groups against American personnel in the Middle East. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The strikes come after a series of warnings from President Biden on down that Iran would face consequences for at least 12 drone and missile strikes on Americans in Iraq and Syria.
If they continue to move against those troops, we will respond.
We maintain the inherent right of defending our troops.
We're going to do it at a time of our choosing, in a manner of our choosing.
The Pentagon says airstrikes hit two Iranian-linked facilities in Syria. The U.S. is stressing it was self-defense after the president said this week any retaliation would be unrelated to the Israel-Hamas war.
It has nothing to do with Israel.
The strikes reflect the president's determination to balance deterring future action against U.S. forces while also trying to avoid inflaming the region and provoking a wider conflict. Sagar Magani, Washington.
White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says that Russia has resorted to cruel methods to force soldiers into a no-win situation.
It's reprehensible to think about that you would execute your own soldiers because they didn't want to follow orders and now threatening to execute entire units. It's barbaric. But I think it's a symptom of how poorly Russia's military leaders know they're doing and how bad they have handled this from a military perspective.
As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. This is